Hey, Fred, Keith here. Before we start the episode, I just wanted to jump in really quickly to share with you about a little book that I've just put out recently. It's called Breakup: How to Heal and Thrive After a Relationship Ends. You know, I had a marriage of about 24, 25 years end in divorce, and it crushed me. I mean, it really got me down. But after I'd licked my wounds for a while, I decided I need to put together a strategic plan to pivot from this loss into my next chapter. So I put together this little plan that I call Thrive. So if you're going through a breakup right now, or maybe you've just gone through one recently and you could use a little help, I encourage you to look for the link in the show notes and check out Breakup: How to Heal and Thrive After a Relationship Ends. All right, now on with the show. Hello there, and welcome to the Bye Guy Podcast. I'm your host, J. Keith Brown, and this podcast exists to bring help and encouragement to my fellow bisexuals, as well as all others within the LGBTQ plus community. Subjects that we'll cover in this podcast will include sexual identity trauma, shame, family dynamics, relationships, coming out issues, bisexuality, dating, mindset, faith development within the Christian faith, and a whole bunch more. Two disclaimers first, please. I am not a licensed therapist or a medical professional. If you need either of those services, please do consult a licensed professional. Also, the views expressed in this podcast are either those of myself or my guest, and they should be considered as such. All right, grab that favorite beverage of choice, have a seat here at my table, and let's chat on this episode of the Bye Guy Podcast. Hello there, my friend, and welcome to the Bye Guy Podcast. I'm your host, J. Keith Brown. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I know that some of you are listeners. You've been with me for a long time. You subscribe or you follow the podcast. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to tell you how thankful I am to you. I really do appreciate that. And I hope that you get something from this podcast. I really do try to make it as interesting as I can, have as many points of view as I can on this podcast, and then share some things that I want to teach or coach on as well. So I hope that you're enjoying the podcast. Thank you. Please give it a 5-star rating. If you have enjoyed it and you haven't done that, just take a couple of minutes to do that. From the bottom of my heart, I would appreciate that. That does help, obviously, the algorithm share our podcast or this podcast with more people. And I certainly would appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. So I can't put off any longer talking about what I want to talk about today. And truthfully, I sort of debated with myself. I took a long walk just a little bit ago and got my exercise. And through this walk, I sort of debated whether I wanted to do this particular podcast or not. And the reason for that is because I realized that if people hear it incorrectly, or hear it in a way that I'm not intending, or don't connect to my heart, or don't know the kind of person that I am, then maybe it might lay an egg, so to speak, and people might not warm up to the idea or not accept it the way that it's intended. So I want to try to be as careful as I can, but I want to talk to you today about something that sort of kind of, well, let me just say it this way. It kind of ticks me off. And it has to do with coming out of the closet. And so let me just share with you, try to set this up a little bit. And this was really instigated today by a comment. And truthfully, it's something I've heard many times, but the comment today was a little bit more pointed and a little bit more aggressive on social media. So let me set it up this way. If you have been following me for a while, or you've listened to this podcast, or you follow me on social media, or you've been to my website, thejkeithbrown.com, by the way, you will probably see or have discovered that I created a method called the selective outage method. This is a philosophical thinking that I have around this whole idea. It is a strategic plan that I have around this whole idea. And is it rocket science? No. But what it is a direct way, a systematic approach to coming out of the closet, in my mind, very slowly, very carefully, very systematically, and very selectively. And see, this is the thing. I often put out social media or posts or whatever, and I will say things like, I believe that you and you alone are in
charge when it comes to your coming out of the closet, that you get to decide this for yourself. You get to decide if you'd want to come out of the closet, which is a big deal for a lot of people. You get to decide how you come out of the closet, because not everybody wants to make a massive post on social media or to get on a podcast and tell the world or do whatever. And there are other aspects as well that people want to think about and process in their coming out process. And I give people that freedom. And you have to remember, if you look at me, if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm rubbing my chin because it's full of white hair. If you've seen me on social media, you know that I am not a 20-something-year-old man. I'm soon to be 61 years old. And because of my age, I will readily admit that I probably have thinking that is much different sometimes than those that are younger. In fact, I would say there are many times that I may have thinking that's different from people in my own generation. And truthfully, I'm okay with that. But here's the thing that I am struggling with and the thing that bothers me a little bit. I know that in my life, when I was in the closet, fully in the closet, I would hear so many negative things spoken against the LGBT community or tribe or network or whatever you want to call it these days. And hearing those things impacted me, especially when I was much younger, when I was a teenager, a young adult, and I would hear these things knowing who I was and hearing these words that were quite, well, ugly toward those that are LGBTQ+. And that should not come to us as a surprise to anybody listening to this podcast. You've probably heard it yourself if you're part of the group yourself. But here's the thing that I have discovered as I have gotten older in life. You see, I attract often older adults to my work. Now, have I worked with Gen Zs? Yes. Have I worked with millennials? Yes. But who is the primary audience that most connects to me? Older adults. And I would say probably those 40 and up. And that's just honest. And why is that? Two reasons. Number one is because I am of that generation. And secondly, because I'm bisexual and I appeal and promote to the bisexual community primarily. And I can tell you that a lot of those people are struggling. They're struggling with, first of all, coming to terms and acceptance of their own identity, which they sometimes have struggled with for 60, 70 years. And it's been a hard pill to take. A hard pill to swallow. And it's something that they have heard most of their life as being something they certainly should not want to be. And now, when they are trying to decide at the more twilight time of their life, if they want to come out of the closet for whatever reason, whatever their why is, they're trying to decide if this why is strong enough for them to do this thing. And my philosophy, I'm going to tell you this right now. I believe that no one else gets to tell another human being whether they should or should not come out of the closet. Now, are there blessings coming out of the closet? Of course. Are there advantages at times? Of course. Is there healing and a lack of shame that can happen coming out of the closet? Ultimately, of course. But given all of that, I still believe in the innermost being of my gut that people should have the right to decide for themselves. I'm also going to tell you that I don't believe that a 26-year-old should be able to tell a 66-year-old how they should live their life, including coming out of the closet. But I will also preface that by saying that I don't think the 66-year-old should necessarily tell a 26-year-old how to live their life either. I touched on this some time ago when I talked about some generational thinking And I think that's absolutely true. So the thing that I really just want to get across today, and this is, please understand, this is from a person that works with people for all these years, has heard their stories, has heard their pain, has heard their struggles, has heard their worry. I don't want to ever try to convince another person to do something that they're not ready to do. And to make that person feel bad or guilty because they're not ready or they may not think it's the right thing for them now or maybe ever, then I think that is causing as much harm, in my opinion, as is those hurtful words that most of us have heard in our lives against the LGBTQ plus community. You see, I think both of those are damaging to the human psyche. Both of those add to shame. Both of those, I think, can cause human trauma. They just come from different sources. So if I can ask anything of you, my dear listener, and please know this is coming from a spirit and a heart of love. Love for you and love for these people that I talk to. Let's give other people the room, the grace to do what is best for them. Is that asking too much? Something to think about. Until next time, heal your hurts, move your mountains, and may God bless you. Bye-bye, my friend. Well, there you go, my friend. Another episode of the Bi Guy Podcast. I don't know about you, but that went way too fast for me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please do make sure that you are subscribed or following, and if you can, on whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, please do give it an honest 5-star rating. I really do appreciate that. That helps us grow this podcast, and I need folks like you to help me do that. Also, if you can really think about becoming a Patreon member of this podcast, for only $5 a month, that money will go to help put this podcast out to the world. I really would appreciate it. And of course, you can cancel at any time. There's a link in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget, heal your hurts, move your mountains, and may God bless you.